Can you hear me on the call-in line now?
No, I can hear you, Henry.
All righty then. Onward and upward. We were just starting to get to the articles.
Okay.
All righty then. We're at this one here. Americans don't want a central bank digital currency, new poll finds by Tyler Durden. And this has some relevance, and I'll explain that to you as we go. A poll from the Cato Institute indicates that while about half of Americans do not have an opinion regarding whether the Federal Reserve should begin offering a government-issued digital currency called a central bank digital currency, CBDC, among those with an opinion on the matter, over twice as many, 34% of poll participants oppose the prospect as support it, 16%. Continue reading. Okay, this result of the poll conducted from February 27th through March 8th is a collaboration with the YouGov in promising for Americans concerned about the threat a CBDC, which the Federal Reserve and big financial companies have been testing in preparation for its potential introduction, poses to freedom and privacy in America. The poll results further indicate that if Americans can be educated about the abuse government powers, a CBDC can advance any Americans currently undecided regarding the introduction of the CBDC will see good reason to oppose it. Emily Ickens and Jordan, looks like Gigi, wrote in their May 31st in-depth Cato Institute article concerning the poll. Now, I'm going to tell you guys something. Right here where I live, they're already doing this at the fucking post office. You can go into the fucking post office here where I live, and you can go up and you can buy a $20 money order and use a debit card to get it. And you can take that, they'll hand you that money order. You can sign it, and they say they can't cash it because they have no cash. And until about a month ago, I mean, this has been forever, since the fucking cards came out, you could go in and you could buy a stamp, and then you could get a money back. That's how you could get cash if you had to have cash to pay it. You know, some places only accept cash. But now they said, we don't have any money. There's no money in the post office. And you know people go in and out of there, and maybe it's to the point, I haven't tried it yet, to where you can't pay for a mailing or anything else with fucking cash. But they are doing it at the post offices. They're already doing this. They're not talking about it. They're not talking about implementing it. They're doing it. And the post offices are a fucking private corporation now. And, you know, this is one of the reasons with the trencher alert that I was talking about the post offices, because I went in and a month ago. I had a $40 money order, and I went in and I was going to cash it to pay my water bill. And they told me they didn't have no cash. I go, you don't have no cash in a post office. You issue these and you can't cash them. And then I went, it was last week to try to get $20 off a card. And I bought a stamp, and we don't have any money. We can't give out. The option doesn't even come up on the screen anymore. So they're already going for the digital currencies in what is called the U.S. Post Office. It's U.S. corporation fucking post offices, but they're doing this right now. And that, when I went to leave, I go, fuck this. And then that's when 3 days in a row, my fucking box was completely empty. No junk mail. That has never happened to me in my whole fucking life. I see other people, I mean, just, you know, box holder bullshit. You know, the shit you throw away before you go out the fucking door. Nothing. And that's why I was concerned about the goddamn post office. They're a private corporation now, and they have there's no fucking goddamn law to fucking control them. They are not a part of the any fucking government. They're a part of they're their own corporation. They're a sub corporation. They are incorporated in with the United States corporation, but these motherfuckers are doing this at this post office right here where I'm fucking at. The poll's results further indicate that if Americans can be educated about the abuse of government powers, CBDC can advance many Americans currently undecided regarding the introduction of the CBDC will see good reason to oppose it. Emily Ickens and Jordan Gygi, wrote in their May 31st in-depth Cato Institute article concerning the poll results. Overwhelming majorities would oppose the adoption of the CBDC if it meant that the government could control what people spent their money on, 74%, that the government could monitor their spending, 68%, that a CBDC would abolish all U.S. cash, 68%, that a CBDC would attract a cyber attack, 65%, that the government could change a tax or charge a tax on those who don't spend money during recessions, 64%, or that the government could freeze the digital bank accounts of political protesters, 59%. Americans were marginally opposed, 52%, if a CBDC could cause some people to stop using private banks, resulting in some banks going out of business. Well, they're fucking absolutely a control. I mean, look at some credit card you can't buy fucking guns or fucking bullets on. They're already fucking doing it. Again, just like I said over at this post office, I'm already seeing this shit. And we've already seen it with the goddamn debit and credit cards that you can't fucking buy goddamn guns. You know, your second article right. You can't exercise your second article right with your own goddamn money because these motherfuckers are deciding what you can and cannot buy. And this is absolutely a fucking outrage, and we cannot allow it. But first place, we're not supposed to have plastic fucking money. We're not supposed to have a fucking debt currency. We're supposed to have silver and gold without a debt attached to it. That's supposed to be our exchange, and it's supposed to be minted by the fucking there is no government. There never has fucking been, because there's never been a constitution, because there was never no ratification. The people never gave them any fucking power to do any goddamn thing. But yes, indeed, they're going to try and tell you which. Well, they're going to know every goddamn transaction, aren't they? Unless you do barter. But that, I mean, I like I said, when they tell you that they're talking about this, they're doing it. They're doing it right here where I fucking live. The candidates now in second place in the Republican and Democratic presidential primaries, Ron DeSantis and JFK Jr., appear to be in the anti-CBDC. Well, you know, Donald Trump appeared to be in the anti-fucking invasion of this country when he fucking told his fucking lies to get to be president of these United States. And that's the fucking lie that got him here. I'm going to get rid of every one of them. Remember, my first fucking act will be to fucking cancel DACA. Lying sons of bitches is what they are. And I mean, we like I said, we just covered these fucking articles. We already know. I'm sure there's other places where they're already trying this. But see if your fucking post office is still fucking functioning the same. Because now they're private and they can do what they fucking want because they're a fucking corporation. They think that every one of these son of a bitches has to have a fucking license. There has to be an oversight committee, and they can be acceptable to fucking writs. And you send a personal writ to a person in their personal capacity, and you will see if they will fucking dare sign their name to fucking treason. I haven't had one do it yet. Hopefully we will see more and more politicians join them over the coming months in standing up against the threat posed by the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government. The Federal Reserve is not an American institute. Well, fuck, there is no really America. There is no republic. There can't be. The fucking Constitution's a fucking fraud. So this is just all we've been. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, you know what? Whoever wrote that, the stupid SOB, let me tell you, that damn Kennedy, and you know what Kennedy believes in? And this is what he said, Henry. He believes in global warming, and those who do not believe in it, they need to be locked up.
Fucking, I wouldn't trust him in a shit house with a muzzle on. I know exactly what that son of a bitch is. You don't get to be where you're fucking at in his fucking world unless you're a fucking 33rd degree Mason and fucking a goddamn traitor to the fucking country and a member of the international corporate mafia. It's just like Trump.
Or a pedophile.
You goddamn right. finish this off. Meanwhile, it is also important that Americans across the country educate the people they come into contact with about the CBDC. In America is unacceptable. The new poll from the Cato Institute suggests that many people will be receptive to this message. Well, yeah, I mean, this is shit we know that's going on. Like I said, I know it's going on because it's going on right here in my fucking this little town in fucking Oregon. Well, it ain't a little town no fucking more. They built a city around us. See what else we got going here. Hunter Biden again. Yeah. Oh, go ahead, brother.
I'm sorry. You know what, though? You just said something the last time, and I don't understand why people don't understand that as well. Like, you don't move up in politics without freaking selling yourself, without being some type of traitor, backstabbing, you know, Jew-licking, pedophile type of person. And, like, people really can't see that. Like, these Trumpers, they still pushing the Trumpers. Now you got people out here now want to push this Kennedy. They pee-ball brains. They really think these people are legit.
Well, the bottom line is a part of your resume, you have to have committed treason and fucking sedition against this country, or you might as well not even run for public, well, any public office, for a position in the fucking corporate aristocracy. You're absolutely correct. You look at Marion Barry. Busted for coke while he was fucking mayor of fucking Washington, D.C. He gets busted for coke, goes to jail, comes out and comes back as mayor of fucking Washington, D.C. Now, if a fucking person out here got busted for something like that, I mean, they'd have a hard time. They'd never get a good job again for the rest of their fucking life. But these motherfuckers, they do not fucking even recognize us as fucking existing to begin with. And they are in fucking violation of our law. They know they're in violation of our fucking law. And they're going to stay in fucking violation of our law. And just like who knows what their name is, goddamn bitch. Speaker of the House. Come on.
Pelosi?
Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi. When they had her cornered on all the grafting she's been doing, I'll claim my sovereignty. Well, you fucking bitch, of course you can. You got rid of all that right then and there. You get rid of any court that could fucking prosecute you, and the other courts are illegitimate. And they fucking know that. This is what they know about each other. They're fighting each other, but they both know that they fucking, if you know, one of us hangs, we all fucking hang, and they all shit through the same fucking hole. We know it. Anyway, let's see. Speaking on the Senate floor on Monday, Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican, Iowa, revealed that a Burisma executive, that's the place over there in fucking Kazakhstan, over there in the Ukraine, where Hunter, this is the business that Hunter Biden was taking all the bribes from. Cited in the FBI 1023 form alleging a bribery scheme, which then Vice President Joe Biden kept 17 audio recordings of his conversations as an insurance policy. Now, see that we're not, I still want to, you know, Hunter Biden, this shit would be taken care of real fucking quick. You have a fucking video he made of himself molesting little girls with fucking cocaine. But to see, they want to fucking make this is, oh, this is the big thing about Hunter Biden. No, it ain't. This is kindergarten shit compared to what he did with them little girls. I mean, goddamn it, he should be in a fucking cell, have an air pipe to him, waiting fucking prosecution. He should be put up against the fucking wall for what he's done. And his daddy. And his kid sniffing fucking little uncle. You know they've done this to children all their fucking lives, people. This is to divert your fucking attention away from something way fucking worse. I mean, we've known about this for 3 fucking years. It ain't no goddamn surprise. Grassley stated that the FD 1023 form has a redacted reference stating that Burisma executive possesses 15 audio recordings of phone calls that took place between himself and Hunter Biden. The document also states that the Burisma Executive possesses two audio recordings of phone calls between himself and the then Vice President Biden. These recordings were allegedly kept as a sort of insurance policy. God damn. Is that what you call blackmail these days? Insurance policy for the foreign national in case that he got in a tight spot. The 1023 also indicates that then Vice President Joe Biden may have been involved in Burisma employing Hunter Biden. No. Goddamn, this is discovery of uranium. This has to be an incorporated site. Based on the facts known to the Congress and the public, it's clear that the Justice Department, the FBI, haven't nearly had the same laser focus on Biden families, the Biden families, Grassley added. No shit, they don't even look at the fucking video of him fucking molesting little 6 and 7 year old girls dressed up like prostitutes while he's fucking doing crack cocaine. I think that's a little worse than this, in my opinion. I know you people put fucking money first. You put mammon above all. But those little children, fucking God damn you. You have the fucking evidence. He recorded it. It's just like his other laptop where he recorded himself with the horrors and the goddamn cocaine. You don't want to talk about that. That son of a bitch is a low-life fucking back alley fucking pimp piece of shit. Noting that special counsel Jack Smith has used a recording against former President Trump. I mean, throw that in there. Fuck you. Trump shits through the same fucking hole. He fucking took and he built a huge arsenal for fucking Biden to sell over there in the fucking Ukraine to break up and sell on the black market and split up the fucking cash, and I guarantee you he's getting his. Getting a full and complete 1023 is critical for American people to know and understand the true nature of the document and to hold the Justice Department and the FBI accountable. The FBI is a fucking agency that cannot be never authorized by the American people because I mean, the people that authorized them weren't authorized by the American people. We never delegated no power to these motherfuckers. Those people who fucking ratified that Constitution were appointed by the aristocracy, not elected by the people. That is, the people never fucking ratified that phony fucking Constitution to begin with. It's also important for a serving constitutional congressional oversight power against and out of control executive branch, obviously drunk with political infection. Remember, Congress has received 1023s in the past and they've been made public. So asking for the 1023 to be turned over to the American people to read is not an unusual thing. I want you to watch that goddamn film of him with them little fucking girls. This is what I want. I wanted you to know what you're going to do about that, you son of a bitches. That is pedophilia in the open and fucking crack cocaine with little fucking six-year-olds dressed like prostitutes. Come on. So asking for this 1023 to be turned over to the American people to read is not an unusual thing. Asking that this motherfucker be prosecuted for what he filmed himself doing to little fucking children, I think is an unusual thing. I think is an outrage.
What's that saying, Henry? Go ahead. Henry, what's that saying? Rules for thee, not for we.
Exactly. It's true. I mean, it's not even rules. This is a mafia fucking, I mean, they do hits on each other. I mean, in this game they're playing over in the fucking Ukraine. I mean, they're stealing it as blind, and they'll tell you we can't account for it. It's just like with Cheney with the $2 trillion he couldn't account for just before 9/11. I mean, when I think it was the Senate Oversight Committee on that one, or it might have been Congressional Oversight Committee, asked him for the records for Blackwater. He gave him the fucking finger and said, fuck you. I mean, that's your servant? That's your representative? They were hauling goddamn money out of here, $100 bills on fucking pallets, and handing them over to themselves. Late last week, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene revealed that $2.5 million payments were made to the Biden family members. Right there. Okay, there's your evidence. If you really cared about this, we've known about this since it happened. Everybody, it was out in the open. They're doing this shit out in the open, and now we got to get evidence. Well, it's right there. You fucking showed it to me. I see it. Who do you got to show? I mean, what evidence you got to get? You got the goddamn evidence. Not to mention this here, like I said, it's to outrage people in another way. So they're not thinking about that cocksucker and them little girls and that fucking cocaine. That's the fucking what I want to see fucking taken care of. That's what I want to see him fucking prosecuted for. That's what I want to be dug into and see how many little children's lives his daddy and his uncle and his goddamn family has fucking ruined. The 1020.
Hey, Harry, you know what I'm really getting sick and tired of, man, to be honest with you. As I listen to you every day, I really am getting sick and tired of. When you sit back and you think about this, man, and everybody out there, you think about this. If you don't have a damn seatbelt on, you will be dead. You didn't touch a little girl. You didn't kill no one. You didn't go in no one else's country and take their natural resources and blow it up and try to say that you're starting a war. You didn't do none of that. You don't have a seatbelt on, they'll kill you. You can be an illegal fucking alien, walk over here, get free food stamps, get a house, get a car, get anything for free, but you are an American national and you don't have a seatbelt on, these son of a bitches will blow your head off. This is getting real old.
I have a double standard, wouldn't you say, brother?
You damn right. The hypocrisy of all of it. How can you be an illegal and just walk over some? That's a fucking felony. And they just invite you in. But you an American? Don't have a seatbelt on and see what happens.
Exactly. They'll kill your ass dead. I want some shoot people in the back with their hands standing straight up. That one bitch got out and fucking shot that guy deader than a son of a bitch. The guy who had the concealed carry permit, which blew his brain, the cops blew his brains all over his fucking girlfriend while he was reaching for his fucking wallet because they wanted to see his concealed carry permit. I mean, there's no end to the outrage they can commit upon us. We're like the fucking Indians were. I mean, well, you're killing Indian, no big fucking deal. But you don't fuck with these goddamn foreign son of a bitch and invaders, these illegal aliens. You don't touch them because they're going to recolonize this fucking place and they're going to have their fucking servants on their goddamn knees because these people come from countries where they live on their fucking knees. They're born on their fucking knees. They don't have a fucking clue what the fucking Bill of Rights is or any of the fucking goddamn freedom documents in this fucking country. The 1023, she said, revealed that Burisma hired Hunter Biden to the board to make the problem go away. No, we didn't know this. We haven't known this for fucking, what, 3 fucking years? We haven't known this for 4 fucking years longer. That's what they specifically said. Hunter advised that they could raise more money if they bought a U.S. company. He also said that he paid $5 million to one Biden and paid $5 million to another Biden. And it was all a bribery to get Shokin fired and end the investigation into Burisma. And yes, we've known this. We know this. Let's talk. I don't see you talking about Hunter Biden fucking molesting little fucking little girls, committing pedophilia with goddamn crack cocaine. Jesus Christ Almighty. Fuck this shit. Go hang the motherfucker for that. That should be a hangable offense, don't you think? And it's way worse than this money shit.
They can't, because they're all involved, just like the Epstein, all that.
Yep.
They're all doing it.
Yep, that's exactly
and
correct.
And you can't, when you try to prosecute them, they're going to push the button.
Yep. If one goes down, they all go down, and they fucking know it. They want to strike out each other because they're fighting over the fucking what's left of the resources in this fucking country. Our natural resources, since this fucking broadcast began, we've talked about it. By the billions of dollars, it's going out of this country. Every fucking day it has been. It's like Fukushima. Fukushima is still pumping out 300 million tons of fucking goddamn radiated water into the Pacific Ocean. Still doing it every day. Every fucking day. And do you hear anything about that? No, you just watch the people around you die of cancer. That's how it fucking works. 10,000 farms will be shut down forever to fall in line with the 2030 agenda in the European Union. Well, I ain't got nothing to do with Europe. I don't live there. Superpowers boost nuclear warhead arsenal by Max Slavo. Max Slavo, you are a fucking shill. I'm going to read this, and we're going to look at it, people. Global superpowers are boasting their arsenal of nuclear warheads in advance of what could be another world war. Missed a minute, guys. I got to go get a pill to calm my nerves. That scared the hell out of me. The number of stored warheads ready to use has increased by 86 since 2022, new research has claimed. And, you know, fucking, we got between just us and Russia, we got enough to destroy the whole fucking planet. So what this is a boondoggle for the fucking industrial war complex. They have no intention of blowing up wealth in this goddamn country. It's all a fucking sham. And this is to scare people. This is to make people think about something besides Hunter Biden and his fucking goddamn pedophilia. It's to fucking steer your fucking mind, and it ain't going to fucking work. Because people aren't that God. We've seen too much of it, and we've experienced too much of it. We will not be fucking duped by you assholes no more. According to a report by the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute released on Monday, it is estimated that as of January 2023, Russia, the United States, the United Kingdom, France, China, India, Pakistan, North Korea, and Israel had a total of 12,512 warheads, with 9,576 stored in military stockpiles for potential use. That is an increase of 86% or 86 from a year previously. Amid the rising geopolitical tensions, nuclear war powers are actively modernizing and expanding their arsenals, reported RT. The report by SIPRPI, damn, or I guess those are eyes, also claimed that as of January, Russia and the United States, which between them possesses about 90% of the world's nuclear weapons, had 1,674 and 1,770 deployed warheads, respectively. Last year, Russia had approximately 1,588 warheads, while the U.S. and had 1,744, according to SIPRL, I don't know. The bottom line here is, you know, who's making the money off of this, off these warheads, making these warheads? See, that's what another thing Trumpy did. He went, we've got to get more fucking bombs. We've got enough to blow this whole fucking planet up, but we need more fucking bombs. Our bombs are getting old. Those nuclear bombs, they sold that to the people back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And that we, you know, this idea of mutual assured destruction, no more fucking war, to the point of $5.5 trillion in those days dollars, which would probably be $50 or $100 trillion in today's fucking dollars. And you wonder why they think they own the fucking earth, because you fucking owe that fucking money. And this is all going to the industrial war complex. All the fucking money is.
Don't forget, they purposely gave the weapons to the Russians.
They sure as hell did purposely give them the fucking weapons so that they could have an armistice. They built a fucking enemy that could hurt, destroy us. They did it on purpose. That fucking treasonous son of a bitch and communist Roosevelt. This has been gone over many fucking times. Go ahead, sorry.
Hey, didn't Major Jordan, didn't he say they also gave him uranium as well?
Hell yeah. Yeah, we gave him uranium and we gave him everything. We developed it. We paid for it. Russia was no threat to the United States. I mean, not in the slightest until, you know, they came over here and we paid to make them a threat. They gave them goddamn platelets to print fucking wartime money. Without nobody fucking monitoring it. And that's how they built the Russian war machine that then we had to have an arms race because they have the nuclear bomb too. How'd they get it? Well, we gave it to them. Go ahead.
And then John Glenn and Hillary Clinton gave it to the Chinese. John Glenn, Senator John Glenn, he wanted another ride in space. So he gave away all those nuclear secrets.
Yeah, well, and then you got Billy Clinton, who fucking gave him the ICBM guidance system so that they could deliver the fucking warheads to our shores, and then got fucking prosecuted for playing stinky finger with Monica Lewinsky and was convicted, and still served out his full fucking term and is probably molesting a child right fucking now. He's been to Pedophile Island. These are all of these are the scum of the fucking earth, and we're fucking allowing this shit. We outnumber them fucking hundreds to one, thousands to one. These motherfuckers are a handful. But, I mean, they're showing that goddamn mammon means more to people than their goddamn freedom. They're showing that mammon means more to people than their goddamn children. And it's fucking sickening to think that I'm an American and this is how Americans are reacting to this shit. This should be, I mean, fuck this shit. I don't want no goddamn more bombs. Fucking, I mean, how do they convince? Oh, well, just like that last article. I mean, well, or this article here. Oh, we could be going to World War III. Do you think they're going to destroy anything kind of wealth? They know this will destroy the whole fucking planet. I mean, they could go underground, of course, and you know, and we could fucking pave their asses underground, and most of us would die. A lot of us would die, but we'd still fucking outnumber them, and we'd still bury them a fucking alive. And not to mention, they're not going to destroy the fucking wealth. I mean, the trees, the planet would heal itself, but they will never, I mean, take generations if they did this kind of shit. And they know it, but they can fucking tell us, oh, Russia's invaded Ukraine and Putin, and he's looking at warheads and stuff. We could have a new war, and we better spend a few trillion of your fucking dollars while you guys live under fucking bridges with your little children in the fucking wintertime. On some fucking more warheads. We need more warheads. We need more kill. Now, you think the majority of the people in this fucking country want to fight and kill each other because are in the fucking world? Do you think the majority of the people in this fucking world are even? It's tiny little fucking fraction of fucking fanatics. They get paid a whole fucking lot to betray their own fucking people. This is who's making this shit up. That's who's making this fucking goddamn. World War III, fucking scare me, and we'll pay. You can take billions more. I'll eat less. I'll fucking freeze in the fucking winter, burn to death in the fucking summer from your fucking climate change. And it is man-made climate change. I want the fucking planes to do it. And, I mean, this whole fucking thing is just so god. They keep us in a state of fucking confusion because I mean that's like just like the Hunter Biden thing. Which thing do you attack? I'll tell you what you attack. You attack that motherfucker. For being a pedophile and fucking having goddamn little 6 and 7 year old girls dressed like prostitutes and fucking crack cocaine and fucking pedophilia.
And Albert Pike, who caused the Civil War, there's some connection between him and J. Edgar Hoover. Like J. Edgar Hoover is a cousin or something to Albert Pike, and that's the FBI.
We're watching what Albert Pike said that was going to be done being done. As sure as the people, as the anti-federalists told us what would be done. Albert Pike said that this country would be, it is taken back. We got King Chuck's fucking courts. These are not American fucking courts. They are not American national courts. Our fucking courts have been shut down, and the King Chuck's courts are supposed to be the justice system in your fucking country, the Star Chamber courts that our people fight and died to get out of this goddamn country, that were never to be allowed in this goddamn country. And why has this happened, people? Why has it happened? I don't got to tell you. You know. Because we have fucking allowed it. We have allowed they gave us some, after World War II, they gave out a lot of goodies, man. People lived pretty fucking good. And they fucking didn't teach their fucking children history. They didn't teach them how evil fucking governments are. They didn't teach them how evil the banks are. They didn't teach them how evil the international fucking Illuminati is. Goddamn, for years you talk about the Illuminati. Oh, you need to put on a tin hat. Now they're fucking right out in your goddamn face. All this shit that they used to say, oh, it's conspiracy theory. It's conspiracy fucking fact now, isn't it? But this is the only media that there was the goddamn mainstream media when the fucking internet took over, man. There was a while there when it was fucking free and a lot of information got out. A lot of information that Chinese are right now, because they turned our fucking internet over to the Chinese. You know, our enemy is building warheads, so we got to buy more warheads. You're going to have to do without eating this week because we got to buy more warheads because those Chinese are a problem. We fucking, in World War II, when they blew up Hiroshima and Nagasaki, They fucking won a war that fucking Japan had already beaten the goddamn communists in fucking in China. The communists were out. They were fucking whipped. But we went over there, and that's why, another reason they dropped those fucking bombs. When those bombs went off, automatically Japan fucking lost. We were fighting for goddamn communists. We fought that whole Second World War was to preserve international communists so that it could spread its fucking ilk across this world. So that these son of a bitches who think they're gods on this earth, these goddamn international corporate mafia motherfuckers could take control of the whole fucking system and fucking push the people back and down. But the people are armed. We don't have to be pushed back and down. We can stand up and blow their fucking asses away. They have declared war on our Bill of Rights, on our goddamn the law of this fucking land as ratified by our elected representatives, the absolute unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791. And by God, we should be fucking enforcing it. We're the ones that have to. No, it doesn't say in there anywhere that the guy, and you look at Pinch Koch's speech. It doesn't say in there anywhere that the goddamn government's going to enforce this. It's telling us we have to enforce this or they will fucking enslave you. They'll make an internet. Right now they're fucking just like they made that phony fucking federal government. They're making a phony fucking international government, aren't they? And telling us, well, this committee in the United Nations government put out this fucking dictate that overrides any fucking founding documents or any fucking laws of any fucking land. Well, fuck you. Come and try it, you son of a bitches. Come violate my fucking rights. I will fucking kill you. I may be the only one, but I think there's a plenty out there to fucking take care of this shit. They just ain't got the goddamn balls to do it. Anyway, I think that we better take a break, and we'll be back in just about a minute. Nope, that ain't the one. Try that again. How'd I get two? That tricky.
You're on a roll.
I'm on a roll. I'll be right back. mercy. Here we go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
There's more to life than this. Damn old time to
since I was a boy. I've seen this concrete mess. I won't ignore this change in me, not for someone else. I feel stronger than ever before, and I do this for myself. You can burn your life away, never be a man, or hold your head up high, knock him off your chest. I don't remember what it is they done to me. Too many mornings been the last night with me. They bring you down, fill your mind, one day at a time. Found out how good love can be when it's mine. God damn the working man to feed the corporate slave. You set high in the tower, the working man made. I know it's a fact because I see it day and day. And I live week to week on my shitty ass pay. Shitty ass pay. Shitty ass
to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:54 Pacific. And that was Swamp by Hogjaw. And yeah, living in the towers, high in the towers, looking down on us, pissing on us, shitting in the towers that the working man made. That about pretty well sums it up, I guess. Now, where we were talking about the goddamn, that we need another arms race. I mean, God, our people don't need food. We don't need shelter. We don't need fucking clean water. We don't need nothing. We need to kill more people, because this is a fucking culling of the fucking population. And they're killing fucking, God knows how many people every fucking day. They are killing us and we aren't killing back. And that is fucking, it's unbelievable.
There's gotta be a list of all the king's esquires somewhere.
Oh yeah, well, goddamn, they're coming out in the open, aren't they? I mean, there's a video on the site about the Masons, and I mean, it's showing them the fucking king. I mean, Prince Philip. It's showing all the fucking royalty. It's showing the royalty of the fucking Masons fucking bowing at the feet of the fucking royalty of the fucking European goddamn monarchs. I mean, it ain't no secret who these son of a bitches are. The UK is not thought to have increased its arsenal in 2022, although its number of warheads is expected to grow in the years to come. Meanwhile, France has continued its unclear development program. So France can have a fucking development program because they need goddamn nuclear weapons. But we're willing to blow up fucking Iran for fucking going through the same fucking steps, because they got a deadly enemy right beside them. While India and Pakistan also appear to be expanding their nuclear arsenals, the report said North Korea is said to be prioritizing its nuclear program and is estimated to have assembled some 30 warheads. Israel, which has not publicly admitted possessing nuclear weapons, is also believed to be modernizing its nuclear arsenal. SP or Spira or whatever in the hell it is added. I mean, Israel. I mean, I right in your fucking face. Yeah, we know. They developed theirs. Nobody fucking touched them, did they? That little tiny pistol in the fucking Middle East. Go ahead.
That's Johnson. That's the reason. I think the main reason Kennedy got killed, because Kennedy didn't want Israel to have weapons, and then Johnson gave them to him. That was the price of his becoming president, I believe.
Yeah, well, you're probably right. And he gladly paid.
When you say that in a common law court there's no professionals, does that mean that you can't pay for a
counsel,
someone to help you?
You can pay.
In other words, I think an esquire can't be in a common law court, but you're saying a professional.
Anyone who is a licensed fucking lawyer that does it for money under license and under the fucking bar association cannot be in a common law court. You have the right to counsel, but if your counsel sits beside you, he doesn't get up and be you in court. He sits beside you and whispers in your fucking ear. And if you pay them, I can't see why you couldn't pay somebody who was knowledgeable in the law to sit beside you in court and fucking whisper in your fucking ear. I mean, there were lawyers back then. I mean, a lawyer and an attorney are two different definitions. A lawyer is someone learned in the law, and an attorney is a fucking piece of fucking shit. He's a twister of fucking words. That's what the word a turn means, to twist. And the bottom line is no professionals. I mean, if attorney
also means to have a license and they're esquires. All attorneys are esquires, or not necessarily?
Oh, absolutely. Every fucking one of them. You have to be an esquire to be an attorney. That means that you are a fucking servant of the King of England, King Chuck. That's your justice system in the United States that supposedly whipped the fuckers out of here. It's never, I mean, they just kept easing it in incrementally until they fucking, in the 70s is when I seen the last common law courts gone out, pushed out of this fucking state that I'm in and out of this county that I'm in. But they pushed it aside and they could not do it. What they did was a blatant violation of the Ninth Article. We have the right to that goddamn procedural due process. And that's when they started changing the due process. Oh, you're getting processed. The process is we accuse you, we take you into our Star Chamber court, you're convicted, and we punish you. Whether you did it or not has no fucking bearing on it. And that judge up there is going to decide what's evidence, not the fucking jury. The jury isn't going to hear every fucking thing. It'll hear what the what that star chamber judge says it can. And then, like in the case with the Branch Davidians, if the fucking jury acquit you, hey, fuck, that judge can still fucking override the fucking jury, that 13th juror, and fucking put your ass in prison. And that, my friend, is an absolute violation of the fucking 9th article of the Bill of Rights and the 10th article. No fucking question about it.
Well, Henry, you know what that sounds like to me? Sounds like we still under the crown.
Well, we've always been. There was no fucking settlement. And, you know, the War of 1812, the second revolution. You know, we paid reparations to the fucking England for their officers that were killed over here. We supposedly won that war. And they gave King George the fucking charter to come across this country to cut the trees down, to take the natural resources. I mean, we didn't win that fucking war. There was no goddamn. They went again, just like after the fucking so-called Revolutionary War, they just went over there and went into the dark halls of the Masonic lodges and became dukes and duchesses for the corporate. It's always been corporate. People don't understand that. Jamestown was a fucking town. Fucking so was Plymouth Rock. It was founded by a corporation who had endangered fucking people over there and make it. Go ahead.
Like you said, I mean, people didn't care if they were British or whatever. They just wanted to keep their guns. I think that was what it was all about. I think you said that.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't just their guns. They were being told that they were going to... People don't realize that when the Sons of Liberty, the first people to stand up, the people that stood at Lexington and Concord weren't standing for a Bill of Rights in America. There was no America. They were standing for their rights, standing up for their rights as Englishmen under English law that the fucking king had just decided by dictate to take away from them because Benjamin Franklin went over there and told him, hey, everybody there's got goddamn land. There is a rich country. Well, that should be mine. Everything they have should be mine. They're my subject. It's my property. And that's what they came at us with. They started taking people's shit and fucking imposing taxes. And fucking and jailing people because they wouldn't pay the fucking taxes. And then they started out into the goddamn with the royal areas, we call them back then, I guess. And then the fucking people weren't going to stand for it. They start tarring and feathering the fucking tax man and the fucking king's men. And fucking the next thing you know, we'll send force. Tyrant's going to squeeze. You know, I'll squeeze you. I got the largest army, the baddest ass army on the planet. And you're going to do what I say. Get on your goddamn knees and fucking kiss my ring. And then the American nationals who've been fighting all their fucking lives to get what they got said, fuck you. We know how to fight and we will fucking fight you. And they sent the British in their conventional fucking ranks and files and they came up and they've got their fucking asses kicked, plain and simple. And then when the goddamn aristocrats seen that they couldn't stop it, that's when they came in with the Declaration of Independence so that we're going to make a new country. That wasn't what the fucking fight was about. It was about rights. And when they held the Continental Convention, that's what the people came in screaming. We want fucking rights. Fuck you guys and your goddamn new country shit. We want our fucking rights. And if it hadn't have been for a fucking determined group of people, we would be way worse off than we are now. But if the goddamn at the end of that war, the fucking what they called the Continentals, the militias and shit, would have came to Philadelphia and killed these people, were the people that they rose up against that were the king's men in the colonies. Wake the fuck up! They were the industrialists. They were the goddamn corporations of the day that were fucking milking your ass dry and enslaving you and taking your fucking property. They should have killed every fucking one of them. Had they done that and just made a government of the people, of the real people, the people who fucking fought that fucking war and won that fucking war with their blood and their fucking, losing their farms and their families and fought to get it, then we'd be living in a totally different fucking country, people. The aristocrats sit down just like they're doing in the United Nations now, says, we're going to be your rulers. We're going to give you laws and you're going to obey them. If you don't, we'll bring in mercenaries like the fucking Hessians, and we'll kill you. We'll come and do it. Because we're not going to fucking obey you, you cocksuckers. You might as well get that through your fucking head. You keep incrementally fucking pushing here and pushing there, you're going to push in the wrong fucking spot. And when this fucking thing busts loose, man, it is goddamn a powder keg. There are so many people in this country who, they're empty. All they got left is fucking the want for revenge. All they want, they've seen their loved ones killed by you motherfuckers. They've seen them, their brethren, people who can trace their fucking lineage back to the beginning of this country, living under goddamn freeway underpasses. Why you hand money over to the Khazarians? This is not the United States of Khazaria. This belongs to the people, the American nationals, not you motherfuckers. And we never gave you
one. Damn right.
Huh?
Did you damn right. You got me pumped up.
Well, that's good, because I've had about enough of this today. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, just remember, none of this shit belongs to them. All of this is a fucking fraud. And you are the fucking, you are the victims of these motherfucking international mafiosa. And the international mafiosa can't touch you in fucking numbers. They can't touch you in weaponry. We can wipe their fucking asses out. We just have to get together on that one fucking page and let mammon just get that goddamn mammon out of your fucking head just for a little while. You can go chasing it again. Let's get these motherfuckers out of our countries so we can have freedom. Because fucking what is goddamn mammon worth if you're a fucking... If you told how you can fucking spend it, I guess some people wouldn't matter because then, you know, they'd have their cliques and their good buddies who were fucking in a part of the system, and they'd be able to get what the other guy couldn't get. No fucking, no. The fucking Bill of Rights is the only fucking law in this land that ratified by we the fucking people. And it says we're all equal. I got equal right, the same as you. And it belongs to me personally as yours belongs to you personally. When I enforce my rights, I'm enforcing your rights. When you enforce your rights, you're enforcing mine. And if the people could just get their mindset on that, get on them 10 fucking articles and not one fucking document, enforce that son of a bitch and shoot them motherfuckers out of this country, we could feel good again. We could have life again, people. That's all it would take. And that is the word from the trenches. All right.